When you have vines that are too close to each other, then they're like competing for the nourishment in the ground. And if they don't get enough nourishment, it's going to affect the grapes. So what they would do is, they'd actually rip out some of them, so they're more spaced. And this way, the ones that remain have more nourishment from the ground and they grow properly. Some say the vines themselves are ripped out. Some say branches are ripped out. But that process of ripping out some of them to make the others grow better is called meidel. So the Mishnah, ha-meidel b'kfanim, someone that does this, someone who thins out his grapevines, so k'shem shu meidel b'tach shaloi, just like he thins out his own vines, kein hu meidel b'shalaniyim, he can do the same for the poor. Let's say I see some oilized vines over here. Really, they belong to the aniyim, but I say there's too many. If I rip out some of them, if I thin it out, the other ones will grow better. So whatever I can do for myself, I can do for the vines that belong to the aniyim. Rabbi Yehuda zehalt Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the balabas and the ani are considered partners. Now, if I have a partner, whatever I do for myself, which is beneficial to the vines, I would do for my partner. Reb Meir, on the other hand, says, no, the aniyim don't have a din of partners. They have a din of buyers. Now, if I'm selling you 10 clusters of grapes, I can't say, well, I got rid of some of them, so the other ones should be better. It doesn't work that way. Reb Meir says, you want to take out some of them so the other ones can grow better? You can do that with your own. You can't do it with the ones that belong to the aniyim. Bishaloi, with his, Hurashoi, he's allowed to thin out his own vines. But if it ain't a Rishoi, Bishalaniyim, you can't do it for the poor. So once again, if someone is thinning out his vines to make the other ones grow better, just like you do it for yourself, you can do it for the vines that you know are going to belong to the aniyim because you see they're idolized. You treat them like partners. You would do it for a partner, you do it for them, as a Halta Behuda. Reb Meir says, no, the aniyim have a din of buyers. And if you're selling an ani 10 clusters of grapes, you can't say, well, I took out some of them to make the other ones better. That's not going to work. And in Mela, you can do it for yourself, but you can't do it for the aniyim.